The Bermuda Triangle Invisibility Technology Shapeshifters. If I'm speaking your language, get on board for the June issue of the After Dark magazine with regular features, such as Dr. Sky oddities, and there's always an editorial written by me. Read my tribute to my father, Gabriel, and what he did when I was a kid to help me become the host of Coast to Coast AM. Subscribe now. The lines are open at 1-888-727-5505. That's 1-888-727-5505, or online at coasttocoastam.com.
Here's what you missed on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
We are faced now every day with this economic mess that so many Americans are truly hurt by. Those people who have lost their jobs, can't find work, they're in a pretty tough fix.
And again, this is much bigger than just a financial collapse going on. This is the collapse of Empire America. It's happening before our eyes.
Now, we take you back to the night of August 14th, 1997, on Art Bell, Somewhere in Time.
Back to Mr. Fidget. Mr. Fidget,
yes,
two critical questions that
right.
I guess we should ask. How do you spell Fidget?
Well, I spell it F-I-D-G-E-T.
Okay. Well, then whoever sent this fax has got it right. So that's F-I-D-G-E-T.
Yeah, that's then trademark that the other guy has is F-I-G-I-T.
Uh-huh.
So I figure,
All right. Suppose somebody sent you, it's a relevant question, check or money order something for $5.
Yeah.
Who would they make it out to?
That's a darn good question, isn't it?
Yeah,
I would say make it out to MBN. Which stands for motion-based novelties.
MBN?
Yes, sir. MBN. That's the category that I call the fidgets, is motion-based novelties, because I kind of had to create a category. So that's what the actual objects are.
Well, I hope that you don't get in a tussle with the bank people. Anyway.
Oh, for MBN?
Yeah. Well, I mean, in other words, you're going to take something in there, MBN. Well, what the hell's MBN? It's your problem.
No, we got a company set up. It's okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. All right. You know best.
Yep,
first time caller line, you're on the air with Mr. Fidget. Hello?
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 Am I there?
Only you know that for sure.
Hi, how you doing? My name is Brian. I'm in Elgin.
Elgin what?
Illinois.
Okay.
I'm just calling because this is one of the most interesting shows I've heard, and you have some pretty interesting topics usually.
Strange.
Yeah. And this is just something seems pretty simple, it seems, but I'm just kind of still unclear about the fidget, and I was wondering for people that just tuned in if you could...
I'll do it one more time.
All right.
In 1991, my bike chain broke. When I put the new chain on, I had three extra links. So I took the three links, two roller links, one pin link. So you got two pins through the middle, and you got four little rollers on two roller links. So little just three links of chain. And then I took a one-inch key ring, and I attached it to the end of both of the holes in the roller links, and it created a device where the three links flopped from one side of the keyring back to the other, and created a little device that would never break, wear out, or fail. And within 10 seconds of making the first one, the guy next to me said, "Hey, what do you got there?" And I showed it to him, and he said, "I'm trying to quit smoking. Can I have it?" And I gave it to him, and my life has been a blur ever since then, with untold thousands of people receiving fidgets, people copying me, making fidgets, people telling me what to do with them. Like, for instance, the regular basic fidget makes a great bottle opener. But I didn't know that. That's in the instruction book, too, Art. But I didn't know that until I'd sold hundreds of them, and one of my friends came back and said, "Hey, it's a bottle opener."
I don't see exactly. Maybe a basic fidget could be a bottle opener.
Yep, it's a very good bottle opener. Yeah,
really?
If you look in the back of the comic book, tell your wife to bring the comic book in there. You should have it for... just to refer
well,
to...
Well, I'll do as you suggested, and I will scan it. That's the best idea.
If you would, Art, not the whole book, just the first page.
First page with the comic on it, or what?
Yeah, the first page where it has Mr. Fidget, me, as a cartoon character standing on terra firma.
Oh, I see.
My broken bike chain.
I see. And you want to maintain your physical anonymity.
Well, I mean, I'm not even dead set on that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I can shave my beard off or whatever I want to do, you know, but anyway, what I'm saying though is that first page of the comic book explains how the process of invention happened.
Well, there's a lot of very unusual people in Santa Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
course, I don't know if you'd play in Peoria. But...
Oh, Illinois.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I've been in Northbrook there. My grandfather lived there his whole life. He was a key designer for Bell and Howell. And my father grew up there, worked door-to-door selling Fuller brushes in downtown Chicago. And I've been there a half a dozen times. I think I could make the mustard, cut the grade, and so on and so forth.
Well, maybe the beard would have to go.
Oh, no doubt. I'm prepared to shave it off. But you know what happens? Every time I shave it off, the darn thing grows back.
He's to the Rockies. You're on the air with Mr. Fidget.
Morning, Art. Morning, Miss Fidget.
Good morning.
Where are you?
This is Tom in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yes, sir.
And I was just calling to say that I was glad you asked the question about who to make the checkout to because I planned on getting it in the mail this morning.
God sounds bless like, you.
Yeah, it sounds like a neat little doodad. I've been trying to quit smoking, and the biggest problem I have is when I'm driving, it's something to do with my hands.
Yeah, this does work.
Yeah, sir, if you're driving, please hold on to the wheel with your hands.
Well, you know, you can drive with one hand, and, you know, you smoke and drive.
He's really right. I mean, if you can smoke and drive, which your smoking bone is connected to the driving bone, as it is to many other bones, and so if you can do that, you could fidget with one hand.
Well, from a manufacturer's perspective, Art, it would be very imprudent for me to recommend somebody
smoke and
drive, and even to let the comment go by, although really...
I'll tell you one thing for sure, though. It's a damn sight easier to drop a fidget in your lap than it is a cigarette.
That's for sure.
When you're driving.
Art, can we do something? Would you be willing to, like, hold open the first-time caller line for somebody that's already met me and has a fidget? And we already did that.
I know they're out there because I got a million emails from them.
Exactly. So I'd like to talk to somebody that hasn't seen me for a few years or at least a few months that's not in Santa Cruz.
All right. Hold on. We'll do that.
Thank you, Art.
All right. Everybody hang up. Everybody. Whoever's calling right now, hang up. This never works, Mr. Fidget, because, you know, they're dying to get through.
Well,
so.
I know the people that have my fidgets. I never forget a face or a voice.
Really?
Yeah, well... Very rarely. I mean, I'll run into somebody 3 years later.
You would almost remember all your customers? That's quite amazing.
It is. When they're in front of me, you know, and when I hear, you know, I remember mannerisms and stuff, but I've literally seen 5 million people in the last 2 years just in accumulated event attendance, so it's real hard sometimes to tell.
All right, well, if everybody out there would cooperate and hang up on all lines, which are all ringing, and only those people who actually already have a fidget would call.
And
by the way, what's fidget delivery time?
I'm going to say that I'll start... Oh, golly, Art. I wish I knew for sure. I've got 6 guys here in Santa Cruz that are willing to help me put together fidgets on a moment's notice. And my biggest order ever was 20,000 fidgets, and I got them all shipped in 2 weeks. So I'm gonna say 2 to 4 weeks.
2 to 4 weeks.
And some of the first ones will be sooner, but if it piles up on me, if I get, like, you know, God help me, 10,000 orders or something like that, because you've got 10 million listeners, you know, I've got to create some protocols that I don't currently have in order to deal with that. You know, as far as shipping and stuff, UPS is on strike.
But you're all right. Oh, that's right. How do you normally ship?
I've been mailing them, just regular mail. It works great. Just padded up, just like what I sent to you, except a padded envelope.
Okay.
And not that overnight $15 charge.
Yeah.
You know, I waited in line for 45 minutes to get that package out. I got there, and they had me waiting. I wanted to say one other thing, Art. There's a fella here that drove 40 miles
40?
To come and be here at the payphone where we're at. And he just wanted to say hi to Art Bell real quick.
All right.
Okay, here he is.
All right, put him on.
Hi, Art. This is Perry from Los Gatos.
Perry from Los Gatos.
Yes.
How you doing?
Real good, and thank you for...
Why would you drive... 40 miles.
Well, it was really interesting, and this gentleman, Mr. Fidget here, is a very interesting person. We're standing in a parking lot, as you well know.
In the middle of the night at 3 in the morning.
And I have my 12-year-old boy with me. It was his idea, by the way. We're parked on top of my property.
And he said, Dad, come on, let's go see
he
Mr.
Did.
Fidget.
Yeah, can he say hello to
you? Yes, of course, yes.
Second. Come here, his name's Marky.
Marky, all right.
Well,
hi, Marky. How are you doing?
Good.
Well, you made your dad come down to see Mr. Fidget?
Mm-hmm.
Is Mr. Fidget an interesting guy?
Yeah, pretty interesting.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like a happening in the middle of the night, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you up so late, Marky?
Well, since school's out, I just stay up late with my dad.
Cool. Having fun?
Yeah.
Well, you can go into the store there, I guess, and get an ice cream or something.
Actually, they're closed.
They're closed. I'm surprised they didn't come down and open for this. Well, listen, Marky, thank you, and say hello to all of America and Canada and about half the world.
Okay, hello.
All right, put Mr. Fidget back on because people want to talk to him. Thanks, Marky.
Okay, Art Bell.
All right, west of the Rockies, you're on the air with Mr. Fidget. Hello.
Yes, Mr. Fidget.
No, I don't like that voice.
That's the voice.
Yeah, that's right. I don't deal with those people. First time caller line, you're on the air with Mr. Fidget.
It's really amazing. Is this Shaz on the other end?
Oh, you blew it.
Sorry.
It's all right.
When he said, I want to talk to somebody who's got a fidget,
this man knows me, Art Bell.
I go, oh, my goodness.
That's my name.
You know Mr. Fidget?
And his mother. And
his mother?
Who is this?
Dan Bo with Cannabis Foods.
Dan.
Yeah.
All right.
Cannabis Foods?
Yep.
You mean like marijuana brownies and stuff?
Well, seed.
Seed.
Seed. You know, the plant has many, many, many uses.
Yeah, I'd like to give a plug for that, too. It's maybe the only thing that'll save our planet. It creates much more oxygen per square acre than trees do. You can use it for food and fuel and fiber, and it's an absolute ludicrous heresy that it's illegal, and it's strictly a ploy by the oil companies to keep us using these petroleum products. And
I've got to agree with you.
And I mean, I'm not one to, I don't like to go out on the political limb, you know, I like to kind of keep it safe. But in reality, okay, I know you never allow biblical quotes at all, Art, but I want to say Genesis 1:30 says, I give you every green herb to use as meat, meaning food, fuel, ingestions. And it was used throughout the centuries, and for some reason, some guys back in 1935 thought that they knew better, and I'm really amazed.
So that's not like part of the DEA manual, huh?
Holy moly. Well, Danbo, thank you for calling in.
My pleasure.
All right.
It's good to hear that you're doing well. I hadn't seen you in a while. Now I know why. You're in Santa Cruz.
Do you have a fidget?
I have three fidgets.
You do?
All right. You gotta love them.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
See you later. Yep. Wildcard line, you're on the air with Mr. Fidget.
Hi.
Hi.
Wow, I can't believe it. You know what? I think I need a fidget. This is the seventh time the phone's actually rang.
But you don't have a fidget.
I know, and that's all I kept thinking is I need a fidget to get in here.
He sounds nice. I'll tell you what, miss. If you'd like a fidget, here's the deal. I'm sending them out as quick as humanly possible. And actually, I may even do it as quick as superly humanly possible. If you send a $5 check or money
order. I wrote it down.
See, she's already got it.
Oh, okay. I'm on it.
Where are you, ma'am?
I'm in Kalama, Washington, like 30 minutes from Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
Okay.
I was thinking about...
Is that right? Is that Clark County, ma'am?
No, Calhoun County.
Pretty close to Clark County?
Right next to it, yeah.
You ever been to the Clark County Fair?
Not this year.
Oh, well, have you ever been there?
Oh, yeah.
You may have met me and never even knew it. I've sold lots of stuff at the Clark County Fair.
You sound pretty familiar. I think you could sell just about anything.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. We have a Clark County here in Nevada, too, by the way.
Oh, I know. All my relatives live there in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
So, in fact, the only time I ever saw fireworks in Nevada was in Pahrump.
Really?
Yeah.
We sell them here.
Yeah. Oh, years ago. Anyways, I was wondering about what you think about children who can't really concentrate
like
in school.
ADD stuff?
Huh?
ADD, is that what you're talking about?
Well, sort of. I mean, my son, I wouldn't consider him that, but he just has trouble.
Well, let me share an experience. I have a friend that is a head of social work at one of the agencies in Denver, and she's been using my fidgets to give two kids when she's interviewing them, and it allows them something that breaks that fidgety cycle, no pun intended, that by a kid having one of these fidgets, it's at least something to focus on, and then after you play with it a little bit, you end up just holding on to it, and then you're focused on whatever it is you're doing or putting it in your pocket. It may be a benefit, but here's the fact of the matter. The devices need to be studied. And as long as these philanthropy organizations are busy throwing money down a toilet to go put some sort of advertising on the moon or whatever the heck they're doing, and they're not looking at common sense solutions to common sense problems, it's causing us all trouble because our philanthropy dollars are not serving people. There are hundreds of thousands of people that have now seen these fidgets and might want one and could maybe benefit from them, but because nobody's taken the time at MIT and Stanford and Harvard and all these places to look at the simplest thing they could possibly ever come across and study it to see how it could benefit, all the people that might need it haven't had it, and it's been available now for over 5 years. You know,
Well, but is that the way? It's always like that.
It needs to be studied, and I put the call out there, hey, I'm available to provide the devices to be studied. I'm available to show you the progress that I've made with the devices, and I can put in front of you people who've recovered from burn injuries with these devices, people who've quit smoking, people who've recovered from physical therapy, who could never, their therapist said they could never play music again, and then 6 months later, after fidgeting with my little devices, they're able to recoup their hands. So, I mean, it's going to happen. There is no doubt. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah, I wish you could really get it out quick, boy. It sounds like something
everybody
needs.
I'm working on it, and after this broadcast, I am very confident that many circumstances will come to bear that I could not even have imagined even 48 hours ago.
Well, I'm going to write to you and
thank you.
See if I can't help in, producing them, getting them out there.
Well,
but
all right.
Just for kids' sake.
Exactly.
I don't want to say, you know, I listen to you almost every single night.
Thanks.
And this is one of the most enjoyable shows. I have been laughing so hard, and he is just so entertaining. And I'm amazed at some of the wisdom for 29 yeah. years old.
There you are. Thank you very much. Well,
you
can age quickly when you're bouncing around a lot. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Mr. Fidget.
Good morning, Art, and good morning, Mr. Fidget.
Good morning.
Fantastic show tonight. I love this.
Where are you? Where are you?
I'm in Albany, New York.
Albany. All right.
One thing I've never been in Albany, but let's see what he has to say.
All right, what I have to say is one thing that gets me up in the morning, you're asking a lot of those callers, Art
yeah.
Bell.
Art Bell gets me up.
Yeah, I set my clock for 12:55 Eastern time, and that's why I work my schedule around. I work to Art Bell the first 5 hours of my morning every morning, so
right.
He's what gets me up.
Well, you know why I said that. I don't have anything against you personally. He was trying to hold open the lines for people that had fidgets just so I could, like, talk to some of these people and we could hear some reports from people that did it. But I can't fault you for wanting to call in because every time...
Well, you see, I did hesitate calling, but he's taken several callers since that request that didn't
yeah.
have that topic in hand.
Well, I can't blame you. I would have called in, too, and I'm glad you did. And you're right. Art Bell is an American legend, and he is a man that absolutely makes a concrete difference in everything. A perfect example would be earlier this week on Monday when he stepped in on the UPS strike and did what tens of thousands of reporters and newspapers and a whole bunch of people with their pens, well, I don't want to talk about where the pens are, but the reality is he took action and everybody else went, oh, boop, 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 and now what are they doing? They're bargaining.
Yep.
You know, we don't know that it wasn't Art Bell's broadcast on Monday night that brought them together.
Nor do we know that it was.
The other morning I had the honors, and Art asked me right before he hung up, what would I do if he didn't show up? Did you have any idea you were going to take the following night off, Art?
No.
I was very intrigued. After
I was curious about that, too. I thought the Men in Black might have interceded the package and pulled you off the air, particularly after they didn't rebroadcast the second half of the second hour.
The second half of the second hour? They did a rebroadcast of Ed Dames last night.
No, I mean, two nights ago.
You're talking about
on.
2 nights ago. Well, you know, that could be a local station thing. That could be any one of a million things.
KOH, KPNW, and also KNRY.
Well, then it had to be a network thing.
Yeah.
It had to be a network thing.
You know, someday...
It's like one more... we're out of time here, you know. First-time caller line, you're on the air with Mr. Fidget. Hello?
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 Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Well, I went to order tonight's program, but of the first 2 hours is all they had on it. Now, damn it, Art, get this guy on tape, will you?
Well, we've got him on tape.
What?
We've got him on tape.
Yeah.
Well, I wanna order it, but I want Mr. Fidget the last 2 hours.
All right.
You're welcome,
I already ordered the first 2 hours. I want this last 2 hours.
Well, I'll consult with the network and let you know if it's available tomorrow, okay?
Okay. You want to take my number?
Is that, well, no, don't give me your number over the air. Don't do that. just listen on the air tomorrow, okay?
All right, Bill.
Yes.
Someday, in my absolutely rapid tone of voice, in which I can speak almost quicker than any man on earth, as quick as the Federal Express guy, as quick as anybody that you'll ever run into, I would love to run down the list of your affiliates and list every single one of them without any question and have you have that as a little cart if you'd play it at your convenience.
All right, I'd love to do that. In the meantime, you, Mr. Fidget, get the honors tonight, so let's see what you can do in about 30 seconds.
Good night, America, and all the fidgets at sea. I'd like to thank you for tuning into the Art Bell broadcast and the commensary moment in which fidgets were known to the world.
That'll do it. Good night, my friend.
God bless.
Go home. Radio from the high desert. Good night.